This is Trahant Reports. I'm Mark Trahant. Could we be near the moment to really address climate change? A quick answer is no. Of course not. Republicans in Congress are hell-bent on pretending that climate change does not exist, let alone agree to any shifts in policy. So they continue to fight for the approval of the Keystone XL pipeline. As the House Energy and Commerce Committee tells the story, the pipeline expansion would carry up to 830,000 barrels of oil per day, 875 miles from Alberta, Canada, to Steel City, Nebraska. From there, the oil would go to refineries in the Midwest and Gulf Coast. The new pipeline would also transport some of the rapidly increasing oil production from the Bakken Formation in North Dakota and Montana. But here's the thing. There's already a glut of oil, and the idea of adding more makes no sense. As National Public Radio reported last week, there has been some concern that the U.S. will run out of places to put it all. Some analysts speculate that could spark another dramatic crash in oil prices. How big a decline is an unknown. NPR quotes a Citigroup analyst saying $20 a barrel is possible. Others predict a continued fall in oil to say, around $35 a barrel. Oil is a commodity and traded on public markets, so the price depends on perception about its supply and its scarcity. One reason why there is so much oil out there is that people are using less. I happen to think that the decline in consumption is a long-term trend. There are a couple of reasons for that. The first is that people drive less after 40 years old, and the baby boom generation is long past that. And while baby boomers are less inclined to drive, the millennial generation is thinking differently about transportation, already driving significantly less than previous generations. So even if gas prices stay low, these trends are not likely to reverse. Of course, Indian Country is unlikely to be included in this data. Too many reservations require driving because there are few alternatives. And in Alaskan villages, gas prices even now are obscene. So the price of fuel determines how much we spend on really everything. But the idea of cheap gas could sell climate action. If it's not profitable to pump oil right now, perhaps oil companies will find a reason to delay investment in new projects. That means leaving carbon products in the ground so that there's a better return on investment. This is already happening in Canada. TransCanada recently gave up on plans for a new energy port and delayed one of its own pipeline projects. And Keystone XL? I don't see how the White House could justify this project on economic or climate grounds, and especially now, because the only way to reach climate change targets, which most experts say is only a modest improvement, is to leave oil right where it is, in the ground. And now, for a moment at least, it's in the interest of oil companies to do the same. So long live $20 oil, and let's leave it in the ground. I'm Mark Trahant in Anchorage.